Welcome to your yoga nidra practice. I am so happy that you are here. This yoga nidra is intended as a nidra for new beginnings, focusing on really connecting to a feeling, an experience of renewal, rebirth, a sense of possibility, the opportunity to begin again. Of course, you can practice this yoga nidra at any time of day and any time of the year, spring, summer, winter, fall. Using it whenever you are seeking to connect to this feeling, this experience of renewal, rebirth, and new beginnings. So just taking all of that time, you've done this before, right? Prepare for this inward journey. So tending to all of the outward things, make sure any devices are on do not disturb. Make sure you'll be warm enough. You might like some support under your knees to help your low back to release more fully. Maybe a thin cushion or a folded blanket or a towel under your head. Rolled towel under the neck can be nice. Take as much time as you need to get comfortable. There is no sense of urgency, of time limits, right? That sense of time can really turn on our nervous system. We want to soothe the nervous system, activate that parasympathetic side to things. So time, just an illusion. Take all the time, all the space that you need to get supremely comfortable. If you are resting on your back in Shavasana, ensure that your feet are about hip-width distance apart and toes are turned out, flopped out if that's comfortable. You can allow the arms to rest alongside your body with some space between the side body and the arms. Palm facing up, maybe in, down. But if this doesn't feel appropriate for you, if it doesn't feel right, maybe it would feel safer to rest your hands over your heart or your belly or your hips. That would be just fine too. And once you've found comfort, let yourself begin to settle in. Ideally, during the practice of yoga nidra, we rest in stillness so that we can really sink into the experience and go as deep into our consciousness, as deep into ourselves as possible. However, if at any point your body is experiencing discomfort, pain, of course, navigate that with patience, with wisdom, moving as needed mindfully, and then returning to stillness. Easy peasy. And still just arriving now. Arriving fully in your body. Arriving and consciously now giving yourself full permission to let go, to soften, and to be at ease. The practice, yes, is fully guided. I will be right here with you, but make sure that you follow my words, the instructions, with an almost soft quality of focus. Not trying too hard, not worried if you miss any point of the guidance. doesn't really matter. See if you can cultivate the attitude that the guidance flows to you. It flows through you. Maybe it flows right on by you. It is all good. You cannot ever get this wrong. Yes. Connecting now to your natural breath. And then begin to lengthen your exhalation. And as you do, gently constrict the back of your throat. So allowing this elongated exhale to be a subtle ujjayi breath. So it's a natural, almost spontaneous inhale. Elongated exhale, like the sound of the ocean, slightly constricted back of the throat. Think you want to fog up a winter windshield. It's that type of constriction in the back of the throat, yes? So breathing in this way, ujjayi breath. Natural, not too much thought put into it, in breath through the nose. Mouth stays closed through the nose. Exhale with that slight constriction in the back of the throat. The exhale is longer than the inhale. Ujjayi breath all through the nose. The slight constriction back of the throat, only for that elongated exhale. Sounds like the ocean, like you're listening in a seashell. Fitting, letting these waves of breath lull you down into that space of stillness, of quiet, of surrender now. Well done. You can let go of your ujjayi breath and let all of the breath be completely natural, unhurried, unforced, unmanipulated. Release the throat, body being breathed. Begin to really feel into your body, feeling the weight of your body completely supported. Whatever surface you're lying on, the floor, your bed, couch, or yoga mat, have this sense that you are resting on the earth. You are supported by the earth. And you can let go. Connecting to a felt sense of this way that you've positioned and postured yourself. Feeling into the shape of your body. Feeling the shape of your body as a unique landscape, charting the terrain of your body, its peaks and valleys, and feeling the earth of your body resting on the body of the earth. And allow yourself to soften completely, aware that any muscular holding, any muscular tightness or tension, carries with it a quality of doing, a quality of activation. And in this moment, there's no need for that. Let yourself simply rest, connecting to the felt sense of non-doing, a felt sense of pure being. Begin to continue to scan through the earth of your body, noticing any areas where tightness or tension might still remain, and see if you can imagine your breath flowing in and out of those residual areas, places, spaces, with breath creating spaciousness, creating ease. And as you hold different parts of your body in your awareness, feel that your in-breath creates that spaciousness, and the gentle warmth of your exhale melts any tension away. A cool in-breath creates space. Gentle, warm out-breath melts all tension away. And with every breath, feel that you are welcoming in softness, expansiveness, spaciousness, and ease. Each breath creating the space to welcome in a new way of being. Sensing now that each in-breath, the surface beneath you rises up to hold you, to cradle you. Each out-breath, your body releases more and more of its weight. Feel that quality of rising, lifting with the in-breath. Releasing, softening down with the out-breath. And you may begin to notice that as the moments pass, the quality of your breath is shifting slightly, as your body becomes more and more at ease, your breath becomes more gentle, more subtle, more relaxed. Know that this is perfect, that your body is breathing exactly as it needs to, letting go of effort, making no attempt to shape your breath in any way. And now, cultivating, creating a felt sensation a felt experience of possibility. A felt experience now that each moment is a new beginning. And see if you can feel in to a sense of possibility that may arise simply through letting go. Simply through the experience of coming to rest within your own being. Become aware of what seeds of possibility you're now tending within yourself, what you're cultivating, what you're creating, connecting to your heartfelt desire, your Sankalpa, feeling it in your body as fully as possible. This sense of possibility generated in every cell of your being. I am, I feel, I see, I create, I trust. And adding on, when your soul, your heart connects to this notion, this feeling of a new beginning, what do you need to solidify that, to cement your heart's deepest desire? I feel free. I create stability. I create safety. I am enough. Choosing your Sankalpa now. Once you're connected to it, feel it in your body, your mind, your heart, and repeat it 3 times. Letting it go, letting it be. And at this time in the practice, the awareness will go on a journey, a sort of sacred pilgrimage around the earth, the terrain of the body, anointing each part with your awareness. And as different points of the body are named, feel into each point. Connect to a felt sense of warmth or energy. And visualize a radiant light anointed at each point. Begin by guiding attention to the space between the eyebrows. Feeling this point, noticing any experience of warmth or energy here, and visualize a bright light illuminating eyebrow center. Guiding attention to the pit of the throat, sensing warmth or energy, radiant light illuminating the pit of the throat. The heart center. The right side of the chest. The right shoulder. Right elbow crease. Right wrist. Tip of the right thumb. Tip of right index finger. Tip of middle finger, tip of ring finger, tip of little finger, right wrist, right elbow crease, right shoulder, right side of the chest, heart center, left side of the chest, left shoulder, left elbow crease, left wrist, tip of the left hand thumb, tip of index finger, middle finger, tip of ring finger, and left little finger. Left wrist, left elbow crease, left shoulder, left side chest, heart center, navel, pubic bone, right hip joint, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right little toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip joint, pubic bone, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, left fifth toe, the ankle, left knee, left hip, pubic bone, navel, heart center, pit of the throat, point between the eyebrows. Visualizing the entire body. The entire body held in awareness, illuminated with this radiant healing light. And within the stillness of the whole body, begin to sense the movement of breath. Spontaneous, effortless breath. The earth of the whole body being breathed. Life force energy spontaneously moving through the entire body, traveling to every cell of your being. Following the movement, the rhythm of each breath. Following the breath as though noticing it for the first time. Feel that sense of beginning anew at the beginning of each inhale and the beginning of each exhale. This sense of possibility contained in each breath, in each moment. Staying with the breath, beginning to simply count each breath as it passes. Counting backwards from the number 18 in the following way. Breathing in, 18. Breathing out, 18. Breathing in, 17. Breathing out, 17. If the count is lost or zero is reached, simply start again. Let go of the count, let go of the breath, and see if awareness can be drawn inside the body. See if awareness can enter the space of the heart, and explore finding an inner sanctuary here, a space within that feels safe, a space where you can take rest. Have the sense that this inner space in the heart is a place where you can tend to yourself, where you can nourish yourself, so that the seeds of the new beginnings that you're tending can flourish, can grow. Feel that each moment spent resting in this inner space allows for greater growth in the future, an even more beautiful blossoming. Pause here. Be here. Deep in the heart. Now, gradually shift attention towards the space of the mind, knowing that you can return to the heart and take rest at any time, letting the awareness come to rest right in front of the closed eyes. Begin to visualize images and experiences as they are named. See, sense, feel, imagine, visualize, weaving yellow flowers into a floral crown, ribbons dancing in the breeze, running through a meadow with open arms, dancing, twirling through the meadow, flames of a fire, sensing the transformation, the wood changing form within the flames of the fire, fairies peeking out from behind yellow buttercups, acorns on the forest floor, drawing clear, pure water from a deep well, honey dripping from your finger, catch it on your tongue, a sense of possibility, new beginnings, new life, a baby chick hatching from an egg, planting seeds in rich soil, the midday sun warming your skin, a cool breeze touching the back of your neck, the earth below you, the sky above you, you, the space between. Let yourself feel this fully. The earth below, the sky above, you are the space between. And remember the seeds of new beginnings you're planting, that you're tending. Remember your Sankalpa and activate a felt connection to your Sankalpa, sensing the possibility it contains, the possibility for a new way of being. Three more times now, from the heart and from the mind. And again, let it go. Trust in the perfection of your own unfolding, the perfection of your own path. Trusting in growth, transformation, knowing that everything occurs in its own divine time. Become connected to your breath and just rest in this connection to breath for a moment. Feeling your breath to be the bridge, body to mind, and start to more fully activate that connection. Begin to tune into the sounds of this day, this moment, opening awareness. Recalling where you are in this room, the space around you. Remember where you are in this room. Attuning to sensations in your body, feeling the earth of your body resting on the body of the earth. and sensing any subtle, profound transformations that have occurred. When you are ready, you can gradually deepen your breath, expanding the inhale wide and extending the exhale long, feeling into the pleasure of breathing. In your own time, you can slowly, if you choose, and gently activate your body, introducing small movements if you feel called to. There's no rush, there's no urgency. You can remain in stillness or sleep or reflective rest as long as you choose. Resting here in this beautiful space between, the space between the practice of deep rest, sacred rest, and turning inward, and the activity of the day to come. You can rest in this space between for as long as you like. If you are ready, if you are returning to your day, express your body, maybe larger movements, maybe drawing knees into your chest, turning head side to side, and then intentionally return, maybe to your side, stay on back, belly or seat. Take a moment. Take a moment to thank yourself for taking this time to fully feel into the range of effects and benefits that this practice has bestowed upon you, within you. Feel this. With hands at heart center, I bow to you, I thank you for joining me, for trusting me to be your guide. I hope, I trust, it is my prayer, my wish that you feel rested, renewed, and now carry with you for always the sense of possibility, remembering that in every moment there exists a new beginning. Namaste, my friend.